This is Akash Vani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. State in the Northeast joins the nationwide launching of human papillomavirus vaccination campaign against cervical cancer. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Joel Oram announces a series of major events from 2nd to 24th of this month to celebrate rich cultural heritage of tribal communities across the country. Arunachal Pradesh will host National Tourism Convention and Familiarization Tour in Arunachal Pradesh to position Arunachal and Northeast as premier tourism destinations of India. And now the news in detail. Various states in the Northeast yesterday joined the launching of the human papillomavirus vaccination campaign against cervical cancer in concurrence with the nationwide rollout. The program was organized by the respective state governments in Nagaland, Meghalaya, Tripura, Manipur and other states in alignment with the nationwide program launching by Prime Minister of India from Rajasthan. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Joel Oram yesterday announced that the ministry will organize a series of major events from the 2nd to 24th of this month to celebrate the rich cultural heritage of tribal communities across the country. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Oram said the ministry will host the Tribal Art Fest, Tribal Music Fest, Bharat Tribes Fest and the Tribal Business Conclave. The initiative aims to provide a vibrant platform for tribal brothers and sisters to showcase their skills, creativity and traditional knowledge systems. Nearly 1,000 participants from all states are expected to take part in the Tribal Art Fest, making it a truly nationwide celebration of India's diverse tribal traditions. During the event, Oram launched official logos of the Tribal Art Fest, Living Roots Soundscapes of Tribal India and Bharat Tribes Fest 2026. The Northeast India Tourism Confederation will host the National Tourism Convention and Familiarization Tour in Arunachal Pradesh from the 22nd to the 27th of this month. It aims to position Arunachal in the Northeast as premier tourism destinations of India. Speaking at a press conference in Itanagar, Convention Chairman Tsering Wange said that the convention is expected to create meaningful collaborations and long-term opportunities for tourism stakeholders. Over 250 participants, including 100 tour operators and stakeholders from outside the state and 150 from within Arunachal Pradesh are participating in the tourism convention. Union Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, Government of India, Dr. Virendra Kumar, will undertake a three-day official visit to Meghalaya from today to review ongoing initiatives for skill development, rehabilitation and empowerment of persons with disabilities. He will chair a program at the Composite Regional Centre for Skill Development, Rehabilitation and Empowerment of Persons with Disability, Shillong, to review its activities and interact with officials and beneficiaries. Dr. Kumar will also visit select educational institutions, health facilities, de-addiction centres, childcare institutions and community projects in East Khasi Hills District. A district review meeting will be held to assess the implementation of schemes of the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and related welfare initiatives. Mizoram Tourism Minister Lal Ning Hova Mar announced that the state government is considering handing over its existing tourist lodges to private operators due to mounting financial losses. According to figures, the government spends approximately 44 lakh rupees annually on employees' salary, while the total revenue generated by the lodges amounts to only around 25 lakh rupees. The government plans to renovate only those lodges that are generating revenue and instead of constructing new facilities will transfer the management of existing lodges to private firms. Meanwhile, the tourism department has also stepped up efforts to promote community-based tourism. As part of this initiative, interaction programs have been organized in tourist attracting villages, bringing together villagers and visitors. Nagaland joined the rest of the country yesterday in observing National Science Day 2026 under the theme Women in Science, Catalyzing Viksit Bharat. At the state-level celebration in Kohima, Principal Secretary I. Himato Zimomi urged students and parents to prioritize science education, stating that strengthening scientific capacity is essential for Nagaland's progress and for contributing to a developed India by 2047. In a first-of-its-kind initiative, awards under the Nagaland Science mission were given to recognize pioneers in science and technology. The Girl Child Award 2025 was backed by Shashi Mongla, Long Komer of Government High School, Long Jung in Mokokcheng District for securing the highest marks in both science and mathematics in the elementary school leaving examination for government schools. Award for outstanding achievement in science and technology were jointly conferred on Dr. Sapu Chankija and Dr. Vinod Sole Kamo. The Young Scientist Award 2025 was presented to Dr. Imli Sanglong Ayer, a PhD graduate from IIT Delhi. Breakthrough Science Society in Tripura paid tribute to scientists on National Science Day in Agartala yesterday. The event was organized to promote scientific thinking and commemorate the discovery of Raman effect by Nobel laureate C.V. Raman. It was attended by members of the Advisory Board of Science Society and former professor of Tripura University, Priyashankar Chaudhary, former medical officer Swapan Kumar Das, and students from various schools and colleges. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Du Homa said that the Mizo Marriage and Inheritance and Property Amendment Bill 2026, passed by the State Assembly recently, is not solely a government initiative, but an outcome of recommendations made by a review committee comprising representatives from 10 non-governmental organizations. Lal Du Homa stated that the amendment was the result of deliberations by a review committee that included representatives from various organizations, including the Central Young Mizo Association, Council of Churches in Mizoram, experts from Mizoram University, and officials tasked with reviewing the Mizo cultural practices and traditions. Addressing concerns regarding inter-community marriages, the Chief Minister said there was nothing inherently wrong with a Mizo woman choosing to marry outside her community. He, however, noted that under an existing customary understanding, a woman who marries outside the community forfeits her tribal identity and consequently her children cannot claim tribal status. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh yesterday flagged off 33 ambulances for maternity services to various districts of Manipur funded by the Northeastern Council to strengthen maternal and child health care delivery across the state. The Chief Minister also attended the nationwide launch of the Human Papilloma Virus Vaccination Campaign against Cervical Cancer at the Auditorium Hall Jawaharlal Nehru Institute of Medical Sciences in Imphal East. The program was launched virtually across all states and union territories by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Ajmer in Rajasthan. Tripura Minister for Agriculture Ratan Lal Nath inaugurated the newly constructed Centre for Floriculture and Landscaping at Purba Gokulpur under Gokulpur Gram Panchayat in Gomati district. To encourage floriculturists and provide hands-on training, the minister also inaugurated a state-of-the-art farmers training center at the site. The new flower garden has been developed over 16 kani of land at a cost of 4.5 crore rupees under the initiative of the Gomati district horticulture department. Speaking on the occasion, the minister announced that the model flower garden, that only one of its kind in the northeast, will be developed over 65 kani of land at Lembur Chara. He emphasized that floriculture plays a significant role in enhancing farmers' income and assured that the government is committed to promote flower cultivation across the state. The Adi Missing Bane Kebang, a joint committee of Adi and Missing tribes residing in Arunachal and Assam, is organizing a two-day Ali Aye Lilang festival celebration at Pasighat Giti Notko festival ground from tomorrow. The festival signifies the beginning of agricultural activities. Ali Aye Lilang stands for first sowing of seeds and roots of sali crops. Ali stands for sali crops, Aye for fruits or seeds, and Lilang for the beginning of sowing. The two-day festivals will include rituals of Ali Aye Lilang celebration, cultural processions, displays of traditional attires, and showcase traditional dances of Missing tribe. And before we close the headlines, once again, states in the Northeast joins nationwide launching of Human Papillomavirus Vaccination Campaign against Cervical Cancer. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Joel Oram announces series of major events from the 2nd to 24th of this month to celebrate rich cultural heritage of tribal communities across the country. Arunachal Pradesh will host National Tourism Convention and Familiarization Tour in Arunachal Pradesh to position Arunachal and the Northeast as premier tourism destinations of India. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.